This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
I love you, God, because you loved me first. We love you, God, because you loved us first. And Father, thank you that we can come this afternoon, that we can hear from you again what is on your heart, what you want to share with us. Because you love us. And we've got a relationship with you, Father. We love you. And Father, we pray, Lord, that the relationship is going to strengthen this afternoon, Father. That we can just learn that a little bit more of who you are and who you want to be in our lives, Father. That it is all about you in our lives, Father. Not about other things which are worldly things, but you, everlasting, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray, Lord, where the enemy is trying to distract us, the enemy wants to throw things at us, what happened earlier today or this week or this month, I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not going to distract us. We're going to focus on what you want to share with us this afternoon, Father, because you love us and we love you, in Jesus' name. All about God, and that's where the Lord wants to speak this to us this afternoon. No, I didn't take that picture myself, somebody else took it, but it's an awesome picture. It's all about God, because everything what we see on earth, ultimately the source is God. I wanted to take a plant along, I forgot it, but it doesn't matter. We can take a plant. They can't make it in China. Sorry, Sissy. They can try to do it, but they can't. Because it's God who made it. God who created it. And we can have a look and we see some wood and we say, yes, it's coming from a tree. Tree has been created by God again. Each and every time we go back to the ultimate source, and it's God. It's all about God. We cannot exclude God from what is what we see around us. Everything is God. Our lives should also be about God. Whatever we do, whatever we say, and whatever we think, it should be all about God. And then the relationship that we've got with God, and then the Bible as well, is telling us that it is all about God. The Bible has got other stories in it. Each and every time it's referring back again to God who loves us and who wants to love us, who wants to have a relationship with us. We also can take this one, the title for It's All About God, and we can put it in a question. Is it all about God? Is it really all about God in our lives? Or is there something, a little bit of a I, a me, and a myself in it as well? Or other things where we haven't got time for God? Is our life about God? Yes, there are times when we are a little bit on a low spiritual level, I nearly can say. Renee and me had the privilege that we could go to South Africa for a little bit more than 2 weeks and see our children and grandchildren. And if those grandchildren jump into your bed at 6 o'clock in the morning, then there's not much time for quiet time. And at the end of the day, you're glad that you can put your head on a cushion and that you can go and sleep. And then in that time, during the day, you're spending time as much as you can with them. Because if that child is standing next to you 3 or 4 years and looking up and he says, Opa, Oma, then you're melting. Then you do whatever the child wants to do. And then time with God is a little bit on the low side. And a few times what I had a chance that I could drive around, I switched on the radio, put in a CD over there, and I worshiped God because I was hungry for that. I wanted to spend time with God. But in those 2 weeks, yes, I focused more on the children and the grandchildren. But now back again, yes, I can spend time with God. Because my life and our life should be all about God. And we are on this world to glorify God. And when our lives are all about God, then we are glorifying God. And that is what God is looking for, that our lives should be totally about Him. And then we are glorifying Him. But what is actually the glory of God? The verse which is helping us to describe it a little bit is coming out of Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 3. In the year the king Isaiah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and a train of His robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." The whole earth is full of His glory. And the word glory over there is coming from the Hebrew word kabod. And kabod has got 3 parts in it. First of it is that it is solid. It has got weight. It's not a cheap word. It's a very important word. It's also saying that it is splendor. It's something awesome. Again, it's not cheap. And that is honorable. It's giving glory to God. We maybe would have expected they would have been saying to each other, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His holiness." That's actually what we maybe would have expected, but it says glory. Because the glory of God is the holiness of God which is manifested. If we see the holiness of God, then we see the glory of God. And God puts His holiness on display for the people to appreciate it. Like I said, if we take a look around and we see God in everything, then we can say, yes, this is God. We can see Him everywhere. Everything what you say and everything what you do and everything what you think, let it be in line with the will of God. God made us, the highest creature, to enjoy and to display the glory of God. God made us to glorify Him. And that's why we exist. That's what we should do. Matthew 5, verses 16 is explaining that and is also telling us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." That we can glorify Him. But unfortunately, it's happening that many times other things are creeping in. That it's not all about God. That we are allowing things to creep in and that we're spending less time with God. That we are focusing on idols, on things that we make ourselves. And Psalm 135, 15 to 18 is actually telling a little bit about those idols which are taking sometimes off our lives, that we're not fully focusing on God, that we're not always allowing God to be number one in our lives. And it says over there, "The idols of the nations are silver and gold." And silver and gold only has got value on this world. In heaven, the streets are going to be paved with gold. The work of man's hand. We see it each and every time with a painter. If he has painted something, he put his signature at the bottom. He says, "This is what I've made." Or if there's a book and the writer puts his name on it and said, I've written that book. He wants to have something what he has made himself. He wants to get a certain honor for that. And he puts a lot of value in it. And he thinks a lot about it. And he gives it actually honor. And he gives it glory to that book or that painting. But then it carries on. They have got mouth, but they cannot speak. Those idols, what they've got. They can maybe make a mouth, if you take a look at the statue, but it cannot speak. They cannot communicate with their God. Their God is deaf as well, and blind. Because eyes they have, but they do not see. And they have ears, but they do not hear. So they cannot communicate with that idol, but we can communicate with God. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. God has given us breath in our mouth. Life is coming from God. God is life. those who make them or like them. You know, it's actually very strange if you read that. Those who make them or like them. If you make idols and you focus on your idols and you're so busy with that idol, then you actually become something like that. You also are not going to have a mouth. You can't speak or hear or see. So it's everyone who trusts in him, because they put sometimes trust in it as well. In the Netherlands, we can see quite often those type of Hindu statues which you can buy at all different places, but the people must take them home and put them in their gardens and so on. That they can put trust in it, that there is going to be something coming out of it which is going to benefit them. I trust God, because he's internal, eternal. But it's all about God. And I want to have a look at a few practical fields in our lives, in our daily lives, how we can allow God to work over there, but also sometimes that we block God out of it. Because yes, I myself as well, it was a certain time in my life that God was limited to a Sunday. And when I went to work on a Monday, I didn't have much time for God, because it was work, it was business, money had to be made, that was very important. And if I take a look at the period, and it's approximately 10 years, a little bit more than 10 years back, when we were baptized, that things started to change. And then you started seeing, but it's about God. And what I said earlier is with the offering as well. I wasn't working for the company, or they were working for me. It was about God. Of the staff members, maybe they prayed for me, maybe Rene prayed for me as well. It doesn't matter. But there was a change in my life that I could see, but it's all about God. It's not about earthly things, what I'm getting together. And if we take a look at it's all about God. What God is giving us has got eternal value. Whatever we get on this world has only got a value for a certain period. Or the thing is broken, or we die, whatever comes first. But it's only for a certain period. But God is giving us, which is going to last forever and ever. It's the best life insurance which you can buy. I'm not selling life insurances. I'm telling about God, that's all. And God is life. Because that sometimes as well is that other things are so dead. Yes, you can go and watch a game on one Saturday and go and watch another game on another Saturday or the Sunday or whatever day you are going to watch the games. But there's nothing which you can take home afterwards. But if we come together as believers over here, and if we worship as what we've been worshiping just now, and we can feel the presence of God, we cannot go home empty. There is something what we are taking along, what's helping us, what's reminding us that God wants to be in relationship with us, and he wants that our lives should be all about him. I've got four type of fields where I'm talking about. Now, the first one I'm going to talk about is about marriage. Some of you are married, and some of you are not married, and some of you are going to be married, and some of you hope you were going to get married, and so on, but it doesn't matter. Listen to it. That's actually what I would like to do. When we were in South Africa, I had a privilege as well that I could do the wedding there from our youngest son, which was a privilege for me. It was that Bernard and me, that's our second son, that we could baptize him, and that I now that I could marry him as well. And it's special that you can do that. And it was a verse what God gave me at that time. That was Ephesians 5:33. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. I love you.
I respect you.
This is what God wants us to do. And if we understand it, and if we've got this will from God in our lives, then our marriage, it's all about God. And that's so important. Tomorrow, it's 36 years ago that we got married. Anyone close by? No. When we got married, we made vows, but we made vows to each other. And we asked the people who were in the church as witness. The beginning of 2015, we redid it again. We made the vows again, but this time, we made vows to God. And we said to God, I'm not going to leave this wife. And that's different. That's special. And that's so important that, yeah, that we can make that. That God is part of the marriage. Family. And family as well. That it is all about God. Now, I've got two sisters, my elder sisters. They do not believe in God. We went up till the age of, let's say, 16, 18. We went together to church. So they got the same upbringing, if I can put it that way. Those two, the elder sisters, they're staying in the Netherlands. They don't go to church and they don't want to, that anything should happen, of that they want to hear anything about God. But when I was there in the middle of August, more or less, and it was lunchtime over there, I was on my own, Renee didn't go along. It was lunchtime, food was on the table. And then I also thought, okay, what am I going to do? I know their habit is now to take the food and start eating. But that's not what I do at my home. At my home, I say, thank you, God, for this food, that it can be a blessing for my body. So I said, let's pray. And yes, then you maybe think, oh, you're a little bit arrogant, but now you're forcing your will or your way of thinking down on your sisters. No. It's a way of telling other people, even my family, how important God is. That even that, I think we had some bread, it's coming from God. And I'm thanking him for that. And I'm not ashamed of it. Within my family as well, it's all about God. I'm prepared to pray over there. Then we come to a field of to an area, and that's actually the area where we spend most of the time of our day. And it could be work, it could be study, but where we are busy the whole day, how can we allow God to work over there? One way of not doing it is to take paper home from work, or a pen from work, or spend half a day on the toilet, or coming late. Then we're not showing God in that work over there. But we can show God if we do what God asked, what Jesus asked his disciples to do, where he said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then you must probably ask, but yeah, how am I going to do that now at my work or at the university or whatever other place where you are, where you're spending most of your time during the day? How am I going to speak to those people? What must I do over there? Ask God. Because the first thing the best is to do, thank God. Thank God that he placed you over there. Thank God that you are in Utrecht. Thank God that you are at a certain place where you're working or where you're studying or where you're spending your day. Thank God for that. And once you've thanked him for that, ask God. Say, God, you've placed me over here. What is your plan? So Eunice, if you're going to the next place, ask God over there. What do you want me to do over there? And that's what we should do, and ask God as well. God, what do you want me to do over here? What is your plan? And God is going to reveal it to you. It could maybe be that you've got to make contact with a person over there. Maybe you've got to pray for somebody over there. Maybe you've got to pray with somebody else at work. Do you know? Are there any other Christians at work over there or not? So that that it's also our work is all about God. That we're not going to leave God at home when we leave for work and then only pick him up when we're back at home again. But that we take God along. And we say, God, you're part, because the reason why I'm here, you've placed me, use me. And that we communicate with God, because God is allowing it that we can speak to him. And the last place is the church over here. Is it all about God? Or are we seeing it maybe as a nice social club on a Sunday. They've got good coffee. They've got some cake. Sometimes it's finished because there are some young kids and then everything is gone. Are we seeing it like that? Or are we seeing it that we say, it's believers coming together. And the believers want to know what's God's will. And I want to be reminded again of what God's will is. And it's all about the God. It's all about God, the whole sermon. From what you walk in over here as what you walk out. It's all about God. And this is what we would like to be over here. And maybe you're over here and you say, but I don't know if I have got to be here or not. Ask God. You're here this afternoon for a certain reason. I know what I'm here, and Renee also knows why she is over here, because God told us that we've got to plant a church over here. But the others, did God tell you that you've got to here to be at Shofar Utrecht or not? Or do you have to be at another church? I don't know. Ask God. And it maybe sounds very awkward what I'm asking now, but please ask God that you are at the place where God is going to feed you and God wants to use you. Because God, as what we heard just now with the prayer as well from Banish, God has got a plan with each and every one of us. And that plan he also has got for us in the church. That this church can also be all about God. And if we've got people over here who are here because God told them to be here, then you've got an awesome church, I can tell you. Then if we come here at 2 o'clock to do the setup, then the people are queuing up over there to help to do with the setup. I'm just making a joke. But it's really that the people, because then you've got people who know why they are here. And that we also can find out what is God's plan. Where does he want to use us? That you maybe want to be, or that you feel that God is telling you that you've got to be a volunteer. Maybe God is telling you that you've got to help Yolandi and Marco with the sound because you've got a very good voice or you can play guitar, but you've kept it quiet under the radar, that you're not going to get additional tasks. We don't know. But ask God, if God told you that you've got to be here, what do I have to do over here? Where do you want to use me for? Maybe you're an intercessor. And God is stirring you that you should join us with the intercession. Maybe you've got to attend courses or help with facilitating courses. And maybe you say, yeah, it's so easy to talk about it and hearing God's voice. But if you're battling with hearing God's voice, come and join us. If Sunday, just before the sermon, come. Sit along with us and pray. And there are quite a few people over here who can testify that the first time that they sat down, they didn't know actually what was going on. But later on, they started hearing. They saw pictures. They got words. They got verses. And God started speaking to them. And then it is so much easier to hear God's work, to hear from God what God wants us to do. On a Tuesday, it is at our house for approximately an hour what we pray and what we seek in God's face. And God is speaking to us now. The latest thing what God is telling us is that we've got, as Shofar Utrecht, got to plant a church in Nijmegen. And you think, wow. Yes, I also, wow. I don't know how, I don't know when, but God is speaking to us. It's God's plan. And then God will provide. And if that's stirring you, if you hear the name Nijmegen, you say, wait a moment, I feel the Holy Spirit is stirring me now. Then please let us know that you can come and join and that we can see how God wants to plant the church over there. Because it's his church, it's not our church. Back again to it's all about God. And yes, we can take a mirror and we can put a mirror in front of us and we can say, okay, what is now actually happening in my life? What is happening in my marriage or my family or in my work or study or at church? Is God really all about God? Or are there certain things which I've got to change? Maybe there's things which you've got to change in your marriage. Maybe you're coming home at the end of the day. You're kicking off your shoes. You're going to sit on the couch. You take the remote, and you're waiting for your wife to tell you that the food is ready on the table. Maybe that's what you're doing in your marriage at the moment. But there's a different way. Go to your wife. Treat her as a queen, and she's going to treat you as a king. If you take a look at a family, we were at the marriage, we were together with family. We spoke to family. And what we were talking about was about cars, it was about houses, it was about holidays. two of my brother-in-laws were also talking about pensions. I'm still searching the word pension in the Bible, and if anyone has found it, please let me know, because I can't find it. That's what it was all about. It was not about God. In contrast, 2 months ago when we had a family reunion from my mother's side, when we were finished and we were driving back, me and Renee, we said, we only spoke about God. The people came to us and asked and started talking about God, and they wanted to know more, and we only spoke about God. And it's actually so awesome then. Now you see two different fields, but that's the place where you want to be. And you actually, next time, you carry on how you left the previous time. So if we've got those reunions again, we know we're going to start talking about God again, because it's all about God. That has got eternal value. And then at work as well, and in the study, and where you're studying at the moment, you may be a little bit under the radar. The people do not know at your work or at your study that you're a Christian. And you think, okay, that's actually very safe, because then I don't have any problems. There is a pastor in Shofar Church. He studied, and I think it was a 4-year study what he did. And you must correct me over there, Eunice. And I think it was in his 3rd year, on a Monday morning, a guy came to class and he said, I've accepted Jesus Christ. I've been baptized over the weekend, and I'm following him. And then this pastor, at that time he was a student, went to him. He said, welcome, welcome, as a Christian. The guy looked at him and he said, well, you're also a Christian then? But I never heard it. You never spoke to me about it. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. He's a pastor now, so there's nothing wrong with him. But that's what was happening. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. We can tell the people, my life is all about God. It's all about God. And then at church as well. Yes, we can remain a very low profile over here. You maybe can fill in the card, and then further on you will keep very quiet. But at the church, we would like you to be all about God. Because we, as Shofar Utrecht, would like to be the place for you where you can be in a family over here, where you can have friends with us around, where it will be a place of worship, that we can worship God over here, that we can praise his name over here, and that we can be reminded continuously about what's God's will. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to hear those things. But we've got to hear them and we've got to say them, because we are in a relationship. And we know as well, those who are married, it's sometimes necessary to talk about something. And once you sorted it out, you say, actually, thank you. It's finished. It's sorted out. With God, it's also that we can go to God and we can talk about things which are not working well. And what God is doing as well here at the church is of that what we would like to do as Shofar Utrecht as well is equip you, that you can be equipped. It's one of the first times I went into a Shofar church, and they had it's in every 3rd seat, I think it is. They had a spreadsheet over there, and it just said, okay, you come in as a visitor, then you do your encounters, you do your Bible school, and then we're going to send you out as a church planter. And I had a look at it, and I thought, okay, this church has got very good plans, but church plant, I don't think so. But yes, a few years later, yes, it was. And can you imagine if all people over here, one way or the other, could be equipped and could go out, and that the life is all about God, and we're going to have an influence in other people's lives. Because that's what Jesus told us to do. That's what we've got to do. Our life is all about God. And God refers to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God placed the Holy Spirit in us to communicate with us. When I was busy with that, I got a picture of a phone. But we all know that in a phone, you've got to put in a SIM card. If you do not put a SIM card in it, phone doesn't mean anything. You cannot communicate. Okay, you also need some money on it, but God is placing that Holy Spirit in us as what we place a SIM card in a phone. He wants to communicate with us. We can speak with him, and he speaks with us. We can send a message to him, and he can send a message to us. And that's the Holy Spirit working and speaking to us. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 7 and 10. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, for our glory. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. What it is talking about in verse 10, but God has revealed them. The them is referring to what we read in 7, the hidden wisdoms which God ordained before the ages of our glory. God wants to share things with us. But God is not putting it on a billboard that you will see it on a Monday when you go to work. God is sharing it with us through the Holy Spirit when we've got our quiet time with him. And it's for us, for the spiritual man. The natural man is not understanding it. The natural man is saying, you're stupid, it's foolish. How can you talk about the Holy Spirit? How can you talk about a God? Show me the God. But we know there is a God, the creator of heaven and earth. God wants that we, as followers of him, are glorifying him. And I just want to mention two things, what we can do in a way of glorifying him, in allowing that God is working through us. And the first thing is that we are sharing the gospel with other people. And the second is that we take up the authority. The authority what God is giving us. Yesterday, the whole day, and then Friday evening, we had Foundation 3 at our house, and it was talking about the legacy what God wants to give to us, the relationship what God wants to have with us. He wants to be the Father. We are the children, and we can receive a double blessing from God. And then with that, we also get an authority. And then if we've got that authority, then we've got an identity, and we also have got an identity and a destiny, so that we know who we are, but that we also know where are we going to. It's all about God. And I want to repeat again that line which I've mentioned before. When our life is about God, when our life is all about God, then God is glorified.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.